Welcome back to another deep dive. Today, we're really digging into some major strategic moves happening in the blockchain world. We'll be focusing on a pretty significant upgrade from OKX, it's called XLayer, and also a platform, AVI.ai, that's moving fast alongside it. This isn't just about shiny new tech, though. It's about how these core infrastructure shifts are, rapidly opening up new opportunities and, frankly, some incredibly powerful tools, especially if you're a trader. We're working from a recent article that lays out these developments pretty clearly. And our mission, like always, is to pull out the key insights for you, helping you understand what's going on quickly, thoroughly, without getting bogged down. Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah, and what's really interesting right off the bat is how these tech upgrades signal something bigger in Web3. We're seeing a real convergence here, better scalability, smarter token economics, and tools that you can actually use for trading right now. It could genuinely change how you interact with DeFi. It's not just, faster blocks. It's aiming for a much more joined up, intelligent experience.
That practical side for traders is key, isn't it? People want tools they can use. All right, so let's get to the main news. OKX's XLayer. It officially hit its next phase back in August 2025. And the source says this isn't just a minor update, it's a full evolution from the old OKT chain. So what's the foundation now? What's changed?
Okay, so the big shift is that XLayer is now built using Polygon CDK. That's the chain development kit from Polygon. Think of it as a toolkit for building custom blockchains that still plug right into Ethereum, and it brings serious advantages. We're talking potential for over 5,000 transactions per second, plus near zero gas fees, which is huge, right? And it maintains full Ethereum compatibility, so developers are happy, and for you, the user, it means things should feel much smoother, much cheaper. And crucially, it's plugged into this thing called the AgLayer network.
AgLayer, okay, what's that?
It's sort of Polygon's vision for connecting all these different CDK chains together, makes them feel like one single unified network. So moving assets or data between them should become, seamless.
Right. So it's a deliberate architectural move, not just a tech swap. The article calls it a PP upgrade, suggesting a really fundamental infrastructure rebuild. Yeah. But maybe even more interesting, especially if you're thinking about the money side, the strategy are the changes to the gas token. That seems pretty major.
Oh, absolutely. This is where the strategy really shows. OKB is now the one and only native gas token for XLayer, full stop. And they made a huge statement. 65.256 million OKB were permanently burned, just gone.
Permanently.
Permanently. And that caps the total supply at exactly 21 million OKB. What's more, the actual smart contract now prevents any future minting or burning. It's like they've hard-coded scarcity right into the protocol itself. It's a very clear signal towards making OKB deflationary.
Deflationary, okay. That's a strong word in crypto.
Yeah.
So locking in scarcity like that. They're really betting on driving long-term value for OKB, aren't they?
Exactly. It positions OKB differently from many other tokens out there that might inflate over time.
Okay, so with OKB taking a spotlight like this, what happened to the old chain, OKT chain? How did they handle that transition for users? Was it messy?
They seem to have managed it quite methodically. Trading for the old OKT token stopped on August 13th, 2025. User funds were migrated over to OKB, and they've set a final date. All support for OKT ends completely on January 1st, 2026. So it's a definitive phase out.
Makes sense.
And if you zoom out a bit, you see how XLayer now slots right into the whole OKX world. It's integrated with the OKX wallet for self-custody, the OKX DEX, and CEX apparently offering gasless fast withdrawals, which is nice. And even OKX Pay now uses it as the default network.
Mm.
So this whole transition pushes OKX into, a new kind of setup, definitely modular, built for AI integration down the line. And like we said, token deflation.
So putting it all together, this new infrastructure, the deflationary token, what does it actually mean day to day for someone trying to navigate this space?
Well, that's the bridge, isn't it? You need platforms that make this tech useful. And that's where AV.ai enters the picture. The article really highlights them as the first DEX to fully support XLayer tokens across the board. They didn't wait.
Across the board meaning?
Meaning everywhere. On your PC, via the web, on your phone with Android and iOS apps. And importantly, they've got Telegram bots. There's @AveSniperBot for trading and @AveTokenFinderCNBot specifically for tracking new XLayer tokens right within Telegram.
Ah, the Telegram bots.
Yeah.
That's huge for certain kinds of trading, right?
Absolutely. So multi-device access covers everyone from casual checkers to serious traders. They mention low slippage routing, both internal and external, which helps get you better prices. But yeah, those Telegram bots. For anyone trying to get in early on new token launches, especially meme coins or microcaps on Xlayer, that speed is everything. Being able to snipe a launch, that's often the difference between profit and loss.
Yeah.
No kidding. But okay, with new layer twos comes, well, a flood of new tokens. Lots of noise, potential scams, confusion. How does Av.ai help traders cut through that, especially on a new chain like Xlayer?
Right, and that's where their other tools come in. They're leaning heavily on more advanced analytics, things like AI-driven token screening to filter out junk, smart money wallet tracking so you can see what successful traders are doing, real-time narrative discovery.
Narrative discovery, like what's trending?
Exactly. Identifying hot themes or sectors before they fully take off. Plus, they have a profit leaderboard and alpha alerts to flag potential opportunities. And the crucial part here is that they aren't just looking at Xlayer in isolation. They aggregate data from, get this, over 130 chains and more than 300 DXs.
Yeah.
So they provide that much broader market context. It's about turning all that raw data into something you can actually use.
Okay, so it's about providing real tools, real utility, not just listing tokens. That makes sense. And looking bigger picture, this move by OKX, building on Polygon CDK, does it signal wider trends we should be watching in Web3?
I think it does, yeah. We're definitely seeing a few things crystallize. One is DeFi protocols increasingly rebuilding on these modular stacks like CDK. They want that efficiency, that scalability, that customization. Another big one is RWA real-world asset tokenization. It's gaining serious momentum, but it needs cheap, fast networks to work economically. You can't tokenize a house if the transaction fee is sky high. Xlayer fits that bill.
Good point.
And third, as you touched on, narrative coins. You know, AI tokens, political coins, gaming tokens, they almost always launch first on these nimble L2s now. Speed and low cost let them catch that initial hype wave. And a platform like Avi.ai, with its filtering and tracking tools, especially for Xlayer wallets and bot activity, it's positioned to help users spot these trends and maybe capitalize on them early, detect momentum before it's obvious.
Right. So wrapping this up then, OKX's Xlayer move looks like a really calculated play. Dominate that modular chain story, cement OKB as this scarce deflationary asset.
Mm-hmm.
And Av.ai is jumping in as that key early partner, the first DX, providing the tools, the AI analytics, the bots, to actually trade this new ecosystem effectively.
Yeah, what's really fascinating, I think, is seeing that direct link. You have the deep infrastructure upgrade happening, and then immediately you have these practical, quite intelligent tools emerging that let people actually use that infrastructure and hopefully get an edge. It's not just theory, it's enabling adoption right away.
Exactly. It's the highway and the smart map navigation system appearing together. So maybe the final thought to leave you with is this. Think about how these integrated systems, the chain and the tools together, aren't just about the tech itself. They're really about empowering you, the individual participant, to navigate this incredibly fast-moving Web3 space and potentially find your edge, maybe even profit from that accelerating innovation.